I'm Vic Cohen, and it's a fair question. It's a fair question. It's a fair question. I'm Vic Cohen, and it's a fair question. It's a fair, it's a fair, it's a fair, it's a fair question. I'm Vic Cohen, and it's a fair, it's a fair, it's a fair, it's a fair question. Hello, this is Vic Cohen broadcasting live from stunning. It is stunning, I must say. Beautiful. It is beautiful. Downtown Los Angeles from Skid Row Studios. Now, the name of the show is It's a Fair Question because, well, on this show, every question is always a fair question. There's absolutely no question that is ever too personal or ever off limits. And tonight, well, we are in December, and I felt the need that we need to do a little bit of a holiday show. I think that's necessary, don't you, Jeremy?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Jeremy is our board operator. He runs the place, owns the place, along with Joel, an old friend of his. Up in San Francisco. Why don't we do that? Why don't we roll some holiday music? Okay, please, Jeremy, can we do that? There it is. Oh, that's so nice. I asked Jeremy to, I said, let's pick up, how about some upbeat Christmas music? And this is what he chose. It's very, I feel like a little heavy, Jeremy, a little, you know what?
Let me try again.
No. You know what? Just kill it. Kill it. I'm not even going to pretend. Can you just kill that, please?
All right.
Thank you. I actually did. I always like to be really very honest and truthful here on the show. And I really do want to do a holiday show, but as that music was playing, I couldn't help but realize that I need to address something that's bothering me inside. I don't think I've ever referred to a previous show here in the studio. Here at Skid Row, different people have different shows. They come in, they do their show, they take off, and then the next show host comes in. So I was planning to do this holiday show here in Skid Row Studios. Coming to the studio, I was in, I'd say, as corny as it sounds, a little holiday spirit. I was very upbeat about the holiday season, feeling very grateful, thinking about all I've to be grateful for and what we're going to talk about here. And I get here early, as I always do. I got here early because I like to be prepared. I don't want to rush into the studio. I want to feel like I know what we're, you know, kind of get in the mood. And also there is preparation involved here. So I do a little extra preparation. So I come in here about 25 after the hour, and the show before mine is in full swing. And this is what I walk into. I see a woman who she's about probably 5'6" and weighs 80 pounds. And she's actually attractive. I do like thinner women. Hair, she looked like she stuck her hand in a finger in a electric socket. And I imagine that's because of what she was going through. She sprawled out. Now, for those of you who can't see, well, there's like these long tables and she's in front of a table. There are towels laid out. Literally, the woman is completely naked, and there's another woman who has her hand all the way up this woman's vagina, up to kind of like beyond the elbow is what it looked like to me. And this is, now, I didn't ask to see this. I just came in to prepare for my holiday show. And what really is also disturbing is, okay, they're wearing gloves, like the lady who had her hand, and then another guy had his glove up there. But what happens after they're done? Well, those disgusting gloves are touching everything in this room that I'm now sitting in. Right, Jeremy?
Yeah.
So like, how do you, as the kind of the guy who runs the place, how do you, I don't want to come off as like a prude or anything, but I mean, are there no limits here about what you allow in the studio?
Yeah, I mean, really, you know, the only rule I tell people is don't do anything that's going to get me arrested.
Right. How about make you throw up? I mean, and then they talked about it for another half hour as if there was so much involved. I mean,
there was a real critical discussion about the fisting. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm trying not to use that word. I'm trying to keep this somewhat dignified.
Sorry.
It's hard. Yeah, and then I walk in here, and you can imagine, I don't want to disgust you, but you can only imagine what it smells like. I mean, it's just, I don't know, Jeremy. I mean, I might have to think of getting a new time slot, or, I mean, this isn't, let's say, like, what I signed up for. I mean, I actually really, it was disturbing.
Yeah, I mean.
Weren't you disturbed by it? It's like.
you never know what's going to happen here, so it's really all hard right, well. To predict, you know, what a host has in mind for their show. And
right.
You know, we don't have too many rules here, and we don't really kind of tell people
even
what they can do, but...
Right, there are cameras here, you know, because the show's now on, I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah, it is
it's
pretty
very,
crazy.
Have you ever done that? Have you ever been involved in something like that?
In...
In a hand in a vagina, like up to the elbow?
Yeah, I've done that.
Really?
Well, maybe not to the elbow, but...
And this was the woman doing it was what? She was like 6'3". I mean, this was a lot of arm up there.
Yeah.
It's happy holidays.
But the receiver seemed to really enjoy it.
She definitely, she seemed to like she was out of it, to be honest, afterwards. I don't know if she was drugged or what, but she didn't seem exactly coherent. And now the place is, you think hotel rooms are disgusting. You know, you put a green light in this place, you'd want to vomit.
I would not want to do that in here. That'd be...
No, and yeah. She's lying on the table, and then she sits on a chair bare-assed with no towel. I mean, it's repulsive. It's like...
It's pretty bad.
It's horrible, and the smell in here, I can't even get rid of it.
What does it smell like?
I'm not even going to go there. It doesn't smell, let's say, holiday. We should definitely be burning a holiday candle in here.
Yeah.
All right, let's cue the music again. Let's find something a little more upbeat, and we'll pretend like that never happened. I had to talk to you about that, okay?
Okay.
Thank you for...
I understand, Vic, and, you know, I apologize for the inconvenience and how uncomfortable it
might
be.
You don't have to apologize. I mean, I'm just stunned. I've never seen... I mean, I felt like I was watching a crime.
Right.
You know, like a special victims thing. I mean, it was... I mean... The girl, she, you know, they pulled her, after the hand came out, she looked like, I don't know, like they pulled her brains out with it. I mean, she was like, there was nothing there. I mean, just a glaze.
Yeah, no, she, well, I think they described that as going into subspace in that world. She was in it was her glow, you know, after receiving a good insertion.
All right. Okay.
Maybe. Holiday music or?
Yeah, let's hit some holiday music.
Okay.
Let's try this again. Okay.
I didn't have a chance
that
to
feels
really
good.
Preview
no, that's good.
These.
I like that, actually. Okay, and you can kind of lower that a little. You can have that in the background. It's very sweet. Very nice. So I was thinking about things this holiday that I'm grateful for. Can we bring it down just a little more? Just a little more. Thank you. Oh, that's nice. And one of the things that I think I'm most grateful for is being alive. What about you?
Well, being alive is a real good starter. I mean, if you weren't alive, it wouldn't give you the ability to be grateful for too much else.
That's right.
But yeah, I'm grateful for a lot of things. I'm grateful for being here in Los Angeles, having this studio, we had a great party the other night.
Yes, we did. No one had a hand up their ass or anything.
No, none of
at least
that happened.
I tried.
Yeah.
Well, the reason I wanted to, you know, like I've always been afraid of death.
Right.
So being, let's kill the holiday music. It's killing me. I still have the leftovers of that show from before.
Right.
So I'm having a hard time with the transition with the music. So I say that I'm grateful to be alive. And then I did some research about statistics around death. And I found 10 that just blew me away. And I think all of you will also be grateful you're alive when you hear some of these statistics. These are 10 statistics I came across regarding death. How many people do you think die every year in the United States from texting?
Interesting. That this must be a fairly new stat.
Yes, it is.
Do you want me to guess?
Take a guess. This is from the Virginia Tech.
From texting, and this is within the United States.
Yes.
500?
6,000.
Wow.
Yeah, someone texted me this, actually. No, that's not true. But yeah, 6,000, according to a study by the Virginia Tech Transportation Institute. And you know, they always do fine work. I love what they do. But yeah. That's crazy.
Have you ever been involved in anything with texting?
No, but I do get tempted to text quite often. I know how dangerous it is. They report that a driver's risk of collision is 23 times greater when they're texting.
Wow.
Hippos kill 2,900 people annually in Africa.
Hmm.
Yeah. All in zoos, which is very interesting. They need to fix that zoo problem. No, not in zoos. Okay, how about this one? Autoerotic asphyxiation. Now, that is where a, usually it's a man, will be masturbating with a rope around his neck. That's pretty. And this is probably something that's been done here in the studio, I'd imagine.
Probably
in the show
has,
before
actually.
Mine.
Yeah.
How many people do you think die? It supposedly gives the orgasm a bigger rush every year.
1,200.
600.
600.
Falling out of bed in the United States, how many people a year die? Take a guess.
Just from falling out of bed.
Yeah.
400 people.
450.
Wow.
Yep. How many people you think are killed by dogs in the United States every year? 34.
Really?
Yep. And here...
That's it.
Yeah, I know. This one's crazy. How many people are killed every year from vending machines? And I don't mean by the crap they sell in the machine. I'm talking about the actual machine.
Wow. I don't know. 12?
13.
Wow.
Yeah. And
how does that happen? You're walking by and it just falls on you?
Topples and crushes them.
Wow.
Yeah. What a way to go. It's either that or with your hand up your thing.
Yeah.
I wonder how many people die in the studio from that. Probably 10 to 13.
Yeah.
And then finally, roller coasters. This is an odd statistic. How many people a year die on roller coasters? This is the United States.
150.
Four.
Wow.
Yeah, but to those four people, that's brutal. What a way to go, huh?
And I'm scared of roller coasters, so maybe I should stop.
I've never been on one.
Really?
And I'm definitely not going to get on one after that. That's for sure. So I was putting together, what we're going to do is, for you, I always say for you listening, but that would be everyone, unless you were deaf and you were watching, which would be sad. But you could be. So maybe this does, maybe when I say for those of you listening, it makes sense. But for all of you, we're going to do something a little later where I wanted to thank some people who I normally don't thank. You know, it's easy to thank our loved ones. I might thank them too, and we may make a few calls to them too. But there are some unsung heroes that exist in my life, and they probably exist in yours too. And I thought it would be fun for me to call some of those people. People who maybe don't even know me, but who I really believe have made my life much better over this last year. So I'm going to do that in a little bit as well. I was putting together a list of things that I'm grateful for besides living, which I think is obviously really important. And regarding like people who I never actually don't know their names, but I'm very grateful to people who let me in the lane when I have a blinker on.
That's a good one.
Also, when I flip them off, when they don't let me in, I'm grateful that no one's beaten me up or shot me. I'm grateful to you. And what about you? Any of the, like, when you look back at just the general people?
I'm thankful for my door guy at my building because when people were trying to call the cops on our party, he answered the call and said, "I'll look into it," and then just hung up the phone.
Right, so and I was one of the people calling him.
Oh,
and
okay.
I was at the party because the music was too loud. You're grateful for him.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Okay. Our number here is 800-893-9562. 800-893-9562. I'd love to hear who you're grateful for in your life. And if it's the more kind of obscure, the better. We don't want to hear about your wife or boyfriend or the person who explores your vagina with their arm.
Right.
That will not be interesting. You know, actually, I was thinking, why don't we go ahead and make some calls? Because I've got a pretty long list here of people who I'd like to talk to.
Okay.
Why don't we do the first one on the list? The first number, the 465 number?
Okay. Let me dial that up.
Okay, great. We're calling 7-Eleven. Here in the Los Angeles area, there are a lot of 7-Elevens. And I find that they're really great because they're 24/7. And I really love the deals they have. And there's one deal in particular that I've just really taken advantage of this year. And I think they deserve a personal thanks. And I think they've created something where it's kind of like other stores are copying them because they have this great deal. Are we almost ready?
One more minute.
Okay, one more minute. We're also going to be calling my favorite video store. And yes, I do have a video store. I know that makes me sound really out of touch. We're going to be calling my therapist. He and I have done some really good work. That's Dr. Smith. We'll be talking to him a little later. We've got the Hollywood Ralphs, which is a 24-hour grocery store right in Hollywood. I want to thank them, too. I've got something that I'm really grateful for when it comes to their great job. How are we doing?
I seem to be having some difficulties with the phone right now.
Technical difficulties.
Yeah.
I wish I had my cell phone charging because I would just do it over the speakerphone. What else? Should we just put that off for now? Or is that something we're not going to be able to do this episode?
Is there any way I can work on that while you maybe talk about some things you're thankful for?
Well, yeah, you know, the other thing I'd love for you guys to call in about are your favorite or best holiday gifts. Because my favorite gift I got first of all, this is really sad, and I was reluctant to share this with you, but so far this year, 2013, I've received no gifts. That seems remarkable. No gifts. It's we're like mid-December. Hanukkah has come and gone. And boy, do I feel like a loser saying that. We could maybe edit that part out. There are 8 days. So it's 8 times a loser when you're Jewish and you've gotten nothing from anyone. Maybe that's why I've been a little bit in a downer mood this holiday. But my favorite gift, I will never forget. Do we have Hanukkah music? I don't think we do, correct? No. Did we able to fix that? You got it. Okay, great. So the reason I was asking for the Hanukkah music, you can tell me when we're... Oh, there it is. Okay, great. This is 7-Eleven, thanking them for all they've done for me this year. And this one is, I believe, in Hollywood. There are many. There are many 7-Elevens in Los Angeles and Starbucks. So let's see.
7-Eleven, Yagan Kwenga.
Yes, hi, 7-Eleven. I just wanted to thank you very much for all you do for me. What is your name, sir?
Jose.
Jose, I want to thank you. Particularly, I'd like to thank you for your deal where you have the 2 bananas for $1.
Okay.
That's a wonderful deal. Can you explain to me how you came up with that?
I didn't, sir. That's corporate. If you call the corporate courtesy number, they'll be glad to answer your questions.
Okay, what about 2014? Do you have any special fruit deals that I can look forward to?
No, sir.
No?
Not that I know of.
No?
All is corporate.
Okay, and how many bananas would you say you guys sell a year? Or let's say a day. Let's start with a day.
A day? Maybe a bushel, which is about 50.
50 bananas a day?
Roughly.
And do most people go for the 2 for $1?
It was suggested, yes.
Yes, they do. And is this something that you would say, out of anyone who buys a banana, do most people go for the 2 for $1, or do you find that most just buy one banana?
Easily 7 out of 10 go for the second banana once they're informed of the deal.
Okay, and then do you guys get a company discount when you work, like, on the food? Do you get any kind of discount?
No.
No. When you're working there, so you have to pay $1 for 2 bananas as well?
Yes.
Okay. Is that the most popular deal at 7-Eleven, the 2 bananas for $1?
Actually, no. The most popular deal at the moment would be the 5-44 pizza, whole large pizza.
Okay. Maybe that's something I need to investigate for 2014. I want to thank you, Carlos, right?
Jose.
I'm sorry. I was close. All right, Jose.
Okay.
Sorry about that. All right, have a great day or evening. Oh, no.
Wow.
That was bad. That was a bad... I'm not good with names. That was horrible. That felt very...
Wow,
like,
you were close.
Oh, it's Mexican. You know, but that's how it seemed. I guess it did because it was, but that felt horrible.
Yeah, wow.
We learned a lot.
Yeah, I mean, he was really on top of it.
You know,
he's
had
a good
answers.
Employee.
He's fantastic. He had 7 out of 10 people who come in buy the 2 bananas for $1.
He had a ratio. That's pretty great.
Here's the thing about the banana. I want to say something. Whoever you are out there who created this demand in Los Angeles for bananas, you banana guy, You're amazing. Because a few years ago, no one was eating bananas like they are now. You got 7-Eleven hooked in. Now every gas station I go to, bananas. Hats off to you, banana guy. All right, let's make another call here. I want to call my favorite video store. You'll see the number there, the 659. Okay. I want to thank them because now I live in West Hollywood, or near West Hollywood. I don't actually live in West Hollywood. West Hollywood, there's a video store nearby that has, you know, it's your typical video store, but, and they have an adult section. Again, if you'd like to call us here, share with us what you're thankful for, and I'd love to hear your favorite gift too. 800-893-9562 is our number here in the studios. We're live from Los Angeles. We're calling my favorite video store. Are we ringing? There we go. Thank you, Jeremy. And they should up late. It's about 10:40 almost. Yeah, hi there. I'm a customer. I wanted to thank you very much for, you know, with the holiday season, I just wanted to thank you so much for all you do. As a customer, I really appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, you guys are just amazing. And
wonderful. I'm glad you feel that way.
I really do. You know, there aren't a lot of video stores around. They're going away, and you guys are surviving, and I think it's because you guys always have great service and an amazing selection.
Wonderful, and we do value you as a good customer as well.
Well, thank you. And before we go, I just want to thank you for one thing in particular.
Uh-huh.
Now, I know that you have quite a large amount of gay videos. Because there's a very large gay community. And I want to thank you as a straight man living in the community for also satisfying my needs and providing when I need that heterosexual stimulation and I don't want to look at it online. I know I can come into your store and I can feel confident that there is going to be something there for me.
Wonderful. I'm glad to hear that.
Yes. Yeah. Is that a store policy?
For what?
To provide for the heterosexual male as well.
Yeah.
And
we serve everybody here.
And it's wonderful. Also, just curious, what would you say are some of your most popular straight adult titles?
Out of my head, I don't know, because I don't really look at the titles like that.
Well, you check everyone out, correct?
If I check, yeah, I do. But sometimes we just make sure the titles are there, but it's not like we keep track as to which ones they're renting more.
I see. Well, what about for the gay titles? There's got to be a few that must be a few that kind of stick out.
The KF Men, they do.
The KF Men? Kentucky Fried Chicken Men?
Yes.
That's what they're called, the Kentucky Fried Chicken Men?
No, it's called the KFmen.com.
KF Men. What does that stand for, KF? Do you know?
KHAOS. I think it's just the company that makes them.
Say that again, please.
It's just a company that makes them.
Oh, okay, and what kind of pornography is that in particular?
It's just gay adult porn.
But is there a particular type, a brand, so to speak, a fetish?
No, not really. It varies. It's a mixture of everything.
A little bit of everything. And how many adult titles do you have in that store?
A lot.
More than a million?
I would say so.
You have more than a million titles of pornography in your store. Wow. I mean, I've been in the store and I didn't see that much. Maybe there's some that don't have boxes. They're just Okay, that's great. Anything else? Anything you can share with me that perhaps I would never suspect?
No.
You
came in and you had your experience and you saw it all.
It was wonderful. Finally, has anyone ever tried to make love in the store, like in the aisles by the title?
No.
Okay. I was surprised. I guess you didn't see me. All right. I want to thank you very much. It's been great talking to you, and I hope you have a great holiday season. Before you go, any holiday titles, adult titles that people are renting?
No, not really. They're just going for different little things.
Like what?
Some family Christmas titles and other stuff.
Do you still have Ho 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 in?
I believe so.
Oh, okay, great. I will come in and pick that up after the show.
Okay, no problem.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
All right. You could see, Jeremy, why I love them so much.
Yeah, I mean, wow. Like, very, you know, everybody just seems to be in the holiday spirit, I think, you know?
Very talkative, very nice lady.
Very.
I think that was a lady. Do you think that was a lady?
They have over a million titles.
A million. You know how I've been in that store. It's the size of like a closet. It makes our studio look large.
Wow.
And it's nothing. Yeah, a million titles.
A million.
And she never flinched. Like, she really believed that. I don't know. Maybe they do. Maybe there's a back room I missed.
Maybe there's a whole porn layer of in the back somewhere. Some secret door that you don't know about.
Yeah, secret back door. You know what? That was fun. I enjoyed that. I want to call, you know, I did say I wasn't going to get too personal, but I have an old college friend that's been, he's done a really good job of maintaining a friendship with me over the years. And I thought it'd be nice to give him a call. His name's Jim. And why don't we go with the second number, the first one, the 607 number. Jim and I were roommates in college. I went to Indiana University for undergraduate school. I was in AE Pi. And Jim is the complete opposite of me in the sense that he's twice as tall as me. I guess that, and he's a business major. He was. He's no longer. He now has three kids and a wife. He's still that tall, but he has no hair. He's a really good guy. Are we rolling? Is it ringing? Okay, it's about to ring. The only thing about this is there's a 2 hour, it's a 12:45 in the morning there. So I don't know how responsive he's going to be to this call. But being that he's such a good friend, I expect him to be excited to hear from
me.
Yeah, hi, is Jim there?
Who is this?
Hi, is this Sherry?
Yes.
Hey, it's Vic calling, Vic Cohen.
Hi.
Hey, I'm great. I'm doing a podcast in Los Angeles. So I'm thanking friends and family who mean a lot to me. And do you know how much you guys do? I was just wondering, could you put Jim on the phone for just a minute?
You know what, Vic, he's sleeping. It's 1 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, okay, can you just let him know?
Is it okay if we call you later?
Absolutely. I'll be here all night. All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Wow, that didn't go over quite so well.
No.
I had to pretend like I didn't know what time it was.
Yeah, I don't know what time it is. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, that was awkward.
She definitely was not going to wake him up.
Well, the good news is I know they weren't having sex.
Right.
I mean, not that that's good for my friend, but she was definitely sleeping. Or do you think they were and she was pretending?
She sounded pretty sleepy.
You know, I would have to be such, I do feel kind of bad because that in my mind was, you know, he'd answer and laugh and go, okay.
Never thought that
the lady would answer.
Yeah.
And what a buffoon she must think I am. Like, I have no idea what time it is.
It's funny because you told her you were doing a show and that was not enough for her to.
No, she was in a deep slumber.
Yeah. She really didn't care what you were doing.
It's probably better I talk to her because, no, it's not. Because if you don't want to, you never want to anger a guy's wife because then the guy can get, like, it's one thing to upset him, but if you upset his lady.
Right.
What, do you think I lost that friend? I would hope not.
I don't know.
Really? You think there's even a chance?
Maybe. That might be it.
Come on. I know you're just saying that to wind me up. Let's call my favorite grocery store.
Okay.
That would be the 512 number.
Okay.
What I love about this grocery store, they're known as, I'm not going to say too much about them, except to say that I do believe that they really value the customer and they're 24 hours, making it very easy to go in and out. They're very close to where I live. They're throughout Southern California, this particular chain. And there's something they do there that I have thoroughly appreciated throughout the year. And I want to thank them for that. And I want to do it publicly right now. It sounds like, is the phone ringing? Sounds like we are ringing? I don't hear the ring, by the way. I just hear static. Yeah, we don't hear the ring.
Yeah, no, it's, this number's not ringing. Let me give it another try. Oh, there it goes.
There we go.
Took a while.
Okay.
Thank you for calling Ralph in Hollywood.
There we go.
For the bakery, please press 1. For the deli department, press 2.
No deli.
For the floral department, press 3.
No floral.
For meat and seafood, please press
meat.
4. To reach the pharmacy, press 5.
No.
Or for the produce department, please press 6.
No.
For store information,
no.
Please press 7. To repeat this menu, press 8. For all other departments,
yeah.
Or to speak to a customer service representative, please press 0.
Press 0, please. Thank you, Jeremy. Yeah, we want to go right to the top. I don't need to talk to the produce guy. You know, I once worked in a produce department. I loved it. I learned a lot. I know. I can tell you when a grapefruit, when a cantaloupe is ripe.
Hmm.
Oh, yeah. I did learn a lot. Our manager lost his thumb.
How'd that happen?
Box cutter.
Right.
Got to be careful with those box cutters. I'm not kidding. I think it was a box cutter. He did lose his thumb. What do you think someone's going to pick up? I've talked about what great customer service they have. And they don't even pick up. I think they will. If not, I've got someone else we can thank.
Hello, it's a restaurant. How can I help you?
Yes, hi. I'm Vic. I'm on, we're doing a podcast right now, and I've been thanking some of my favorite stores and people who I've never had a chance to thank this year, being that it's the holiday season. And I wanted to, you work at Ralph's?
Yes, I work in Ralph's.
Great. What do you do there?
I'm a cashier.
You do what? Cashier?
Cashier.
Cashier. Uh-huh. Well, first of all, I want to thank you. You're actually the person I wanted to talk to. I wanted to talk to a cashier. I am a regular customer. And I want to, I want to thank you for enforcing the 12 items or less policy.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, you're talking the express line.
Yes, the line where there will be sometimes people who try and sneak in that line and they'll have too many items.
Uh-huh.
And you're very good about enforcing it, not letting them go.
Oh.
And I like that.
I know.
I like.
Yeah, we try. Thank you.
All right. Anything you'd like to thank me for?
Well, I do say thank you because you're calling and you appreciate everything we do for. We try to do the best for our customers.
Yeah, it's great. Now, you guys always have on your name tags how long you've been working there, correct?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Give me 1 second, okay?
Sure.
Hold on 1 second.
Sure. That's the cashier we have. The famous Rock and Roll Ralph's. Yes. What were you going to say, Jeremy?
It's funny that she's putting you on hold.
It is, because, like, what's going on at this hour?
She had some other business to attend to.
She's probably throwing someone out of that 12 items or less line.
They had 13 items.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe we should let her go back to work if she doesn't come back in the next 10 seconds. All right, let's go. We've said enough. We've spoken enough to her. That was good. Do you eat it? You ever go to Ralph's?
Yeah.
This is really fun, actually.
The downtown where we're at, you know, all they really have in terms of a decent grocery store is the Ralph's.
Okay. Any stores in particular you'd like to thank, Jeremy?
I like my local bartender.
Really?
At my local bar.
What? Let's call them.
King Eddie's.
What do you like about them?
You know, it's a locals bar, so you go there and they know your name, they know who you are, and they shake your hand when you walk in, and you know, it's like Cheers.
Mm-hmm. This is King Eddie's over on 5th Street?
Yep, 5th and Los Angeles.
Yeah, let's give them a call. And I'm going to thank them, too. I have something to thank them for.
Okay. Give me a second.
I have the number right here.
You got it?
Yeah, but I don't want to say it over the air.
Okay.
So you'll be able to.
I'm
going to
turn your mic off for a second, and then you just press that button there. And
air? Are we on the air? That was way too much dead air. It's a 213 number.
It doesn't matter. Just say it. 213-629-2023.
Yeah, give them a call. And if you'd like to call us, the number here is 800-893-9562. That is the number here at Vic Cohn's It's a Fair Question. This is our little holiday show. It's been quite festive. And we're thanking people in our lives, restaurants, businesses. Actually, we're going to call my therapist next.
King Eddie's.
Yes, hi. Is this King Eddie's?
Yes.
Hi, King Eddie's. This is Vic over, we're doing a podcast over at Skid Row Studios.
A what?
a podcast at Skid Row Studios, and we wanted to thank you for all the great work you do.
You wanted to what?
Thank you.
Thank us?
Yes, my Jeremy, go ahead.
Yeah, we just wanted to thank you. It's the holiday season, and we're
filming a podcast right now.
Yeah.
Oh, and you just wanted to call us?
Yeah, we just wanted to call and say thanks for all your hard work.
No, fucking shit. Thanks. Hey, you know what? Thank you for that. Thanks. You know, means everything. I don't know what hard work you're speaking of. But.
Well, getting me drunk. That's the hard work you've done.
Well, I've seen your work, and Jeremy is a bona fide alcoholic, and I can definitely say you've had a hand in that.
Nice.
All right. Well, happy holidays.
Thank you very much, King Eddie's.
What are we getting this line of work for?
Thank you.
Just the phone calls like this.
Excellent. Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Bye-bye.
Huh?
Thank you. Well, have a great night.
Oh, yeah. You have fun with that whole podcast thing going.
Thank you very much.
Oh, hell yeah.
All right. That was our little old podcast here. He said this is why he's in the business. I told him it's because of them that you're an alcoholic. He missed that part, I think.
Yeah, it sounded kind of loud over there.
A little bit, but you're not really an alcoholic until you admit it.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Let's call my therapist. You've got the number there. You know, therapy is so important. I talk a lot about during the year about mental health and have people in here on the show that we talk about ways of being healthy, and it's seeing a therapist has always been an important part of my good health. And we've made some really good strides, my therapist and I, Dr. Smith. And are you ringing, Dr. Smith? Because I don't hear it. Okay, it's being queued up. And we're going to talk to Dr. Smith. Well, if he might not pick up, it's pretty late. But if he doesn't pick...
This is Dr. Smith.
Just
please leave a message at the tone, and I will return your call between patients during normal business hours. If this is an emergency... please hang up and dial 911 or go to the nearest emergency.
And he means that.
If this is an extremely urgent situation,
cannot
wait until my next break.
No.
Please stay on the line and dial 0.
Okay, you can.
And an operator will assist you.
Okay, just do that 0
Thank
and I'll
you.
Leave a message there.
At the tone, record your message. To end, press star or just hang up.
Great. Okay, cool. If you can just, I'm going to leave a message. Dr. Smith, I want to... first of all, let you know I am calling you from my podcast, the one you encouraged me to do. I think that this has been made great strides. I want to thank you for that. I want to thank you for helping me get in touch with my inner child. That I think we have made some great strides. My fear of flying, you've done a wonderful job with. And I'm taking it less personally when women don't smile back at me. And I want to thank you for that. That's... been for me probably the best thing that's happened this past year. And what else can I think? Oh, and also thank you for taking credit cards. That sounds really lame. What a sad thing. All right. Thank you very much, Dr. Smith. And I look forward to seeing you next week at the same time, Thursdays. Actually, I think we're shooting Thursday. I'll call and leave a message when I can see you again. But hopefully it'll be real soon. And thank you. All right. Love you. Bye. Okay. I don't know. Is that appropriate to say love you to your therapist?
That's a little weird.
Well.
But, and, you know, it's a close relationship.
And then he's going to analyze it.
Yeah.
It's not a good feeling. Now I feel really awkward. You know? I mean, it's such a personal relationship.
It is.
And then everything you do when you have a therapist, they analyze and they try and read into. And, you know, it's like, I don't, like he'll probably, he might say something like, you know, you calling me is making light of therapy. And that's showing a lack of seriousness, like putting up a wall. But I would say it's being vulnerable.
Isn't there a name for when you fall in love with your therapist?
Like, I don't, it's called wrong.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's called, there is a thing where you, it's called, where you put it on them. It's, but I forgot the name for it. Like it's not transparency. It's trans something or other, I believe. Well, that's why you have a therapist. Now I can talk to him about how uncomfortable I
can talk to him about your own phone call to him.
I've had conversations like that.
Yeah.
This is crazy. My therapist, the thing about therapy is you've got to be totally honest with your therapist. Otherwise, there's no point in being in therapy because they don't really get to know you. So I'm in therapy and my therapist, Dr. Smith, is sitting in a chair. We would sit across from each other. I wasn't lying on a couch. It wasn't like that. And his chair was kind of raised. So his crotch was like eye level with me. And he was wearing pants that were really tight. So the whole beginning part of the session, all I could stare at or see or think about was his nutsack camel toe. Because the jeans in the middle of his crotch were splitting his testicles, one to the right, one to the left, and it was a full-blown camel toe.
Wow.
And he had his shirt out, but it wasn't covering his crotch. So then in my head, I'm like, what do I do? You know, do I share this with him that it's distracting me, that I'm looking at his penis? Do I have him cover it up, or do I ignore it? And it's like, I'm spending money. And if all I'm thinking about is this guy's penis, I need to tell him, and maybe he'll learn something from it. So I felt I needed to tell him because everything in therapy, I believe, must be truthful. So I said to him, I got something I need to tell you. And he's like, what? And so it's very uncomfortable. And he kind of raised up a little and, you know, making his nut camel toe even more severe. And I said, when I look at you, all I can see is your penis because your jeans are very tight. They're very snug. And they're the way they're holding your testicles and pulling them apart and the fact you're eye level, that's all I can see.
Wow.
Yeah. And so then he said, it sounds like you have feelings about that. Like, no shit, I've got feelings about it. Who wants to sit and look at that? So I asked him to cover it up, and he didn't. I don't know. Like I said, can you?
He just didn't.
No. I think he said he thought I was putting up a wall. I don't remember exactly what he said, but it was.
You need a second therapist for your relationship with your therapist, I think.
No, but and I'm not even, you know, this isn't like a story I'm making up. I mean, this really happened, and it still bothers me. Because I still see that, you know, like the guy, why couldn't he have lowered a seat or covered it with his shirt was out. Like he wouldn't do that.
And his shirt was out?
He had his shirt out, like just cover your testicles.
Huh.
I mean, you know, I mean, they were in his jeans.
Was he wearing shoes?
Yeah, he was wearing long jeans. It was nothing inappropriate. It's just that if your client says, excuse me, doctor, I can see the outline of your testicles and your jeans. And I'm in therapy, in my mind, you cover them up.
Right.
And it just didn't, I don't know, then we just changed subjects and moved on.
You might have to revisit that because sounds like there's still something there you need to.
I don't want to.
You got to talk
I don't
want
to waste time talking about his testicles. You know, but it was one of the more uncomfortable moments this year with Dr. Smith. You know?
Wow.
He didn't even really congratulate me or thank me for being so honest. Like, I think that's worthy of something. But you're right. Maybe I do need to talk to him about it. I got two things to talk to him, the phone call and the testicles. Maybe I'll have him listen to the show. No, he won't listen.
He won't?
No. Unless he's unwilling to pay. I can be like, hey, whatever you want, it's your session. That's what I'll say. A lot of times I'll do that. Hey, it's your session. You want to play Parcheesi, it's your session, whatever you want.
Huh.
Yeah. That's like a mind game to me.
Yeah.
All right, well, we got that off the... I feel worse.
Yeah?
This holiday show sucks for me.
Oh, man.
It's really painful. It started with the fist up the woman's vagina, and then this thing with my therapist.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm feeling down about it.
But, you know, you did talk to a couple of people that were really, truly grateful for your calls.
Yeah, it's true.
It's pretty nice.
It's very nice.
Those people are now going to go say, hey, I got somebody that just called.
To thank me.
Yeah. How often do you think that happens?
That's a great point. Let's call one more. You've got me
All right.
in a better mood now. You pointed something out that's true. Let's do the Domino's pizza. Because I really appreciate Domino's pizza. Yeah, try the first number.
You get a lot of Domino's?
I do. I love pizza. In fact, I want to thank anyone who's ever made a pizza for me. I love pizza. That's my favorite food. Very sophisticated guy. French pizza. That's my favorite. Yes. So we got Domino's in the line. Do you eat a lot of Domino's?
No, not Domino's so much. We got a couple good pizza places downtown here.
Really? What?
Garage Pizza is a good one that...
Are they open late? Maybe we should go there after this.
They open until 4, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Good pizza joint.
Okay. Good to know.
Can I help you?
Yeah, hi, Domino's. This is Vic. I'm doing a podcast right now, and we're thanking people, my favorite places, for just doing such a great job over the year and making me so happy.
Oh, you're welcome.
I want to thank you. What's your name?
Janet.
I want to thank you for the. I want to thank you for all the meat that you put on my pizza. It's really excellent. I love the meat. Is that the most popular pizza? The meat pizza?
Yes, that one is.
Yes, it's.
It's that one and then the extravaganza. The one has like different meats and different vegetables.
The extravaganza. Yes, I want to thank you for that too. Thank you. And also,
okay.
I want to
You're
thank.
Welcome.
Can I, hold on before you go? I understand you now have the gluten-free pizza.
Yes, we only have it in small size for right now.
Right, and it's been wonderful, and I want to thank you so much for that gluten-free pizza.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much. What's the most popular topping in your store?
Well, usually the pepperoni and sausage or mushrooms.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How many pizzas do you make in a day, you personally?
I'll say I'm not sure, maybe like 100 more.
Do you eat pizza every day?
No.
No, why not?
I try not to.
Why? It's the best thing you could ever eat.
Yeah, but...
What's something that would shock me about Domino's? Can you share with me something very exciting that I'll never forget?
The flavor of the pizza?
Okay. What about the love? You put a lot of love. I can tell by talking to you, you put a lot of love in your pizza, don't you?
Yeah, we try to make it our best.
You put love in that pizza. You can just say it. Say it. I put love in that pizza.
We put love in the pizza.
See, yes, I know you do. And I want to thank you for that love. And I want to tell you that I taste it in every bite.
Uh-huh.
One last quick question. I noticed that usually your delivery people are men.
Yes.
When are you going to send a gorgeous blonde or dark-haired woman or yourself to my front door with a pizza?
We actually do have one girl delivery.
Really? But she kind of looks like a guy, right?
No.
No?
No.
Okay, because, you know, in adult films, they always have a scene where the guy delivers a pizza and then they end up making love, right? You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was hoping one day that would happen to me, but there's never a woman that comes over.
Yeah, the mainly guy, the delivery guys.
Those are the only guys having sex, right?
I'm not sure.
Right.
I guess not.
Yeah. Okay, where are you right now? Are you actually, so I can get a visual of you, are you actually by the ovens themselves?
Well, I'm the only one working right now. I'm the delivery guys.
Oh, really? You're the only one. So it's a good thing you're spending all this time with me.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. How many pizzas are in the oven right now?
Like about 3 or 4.
Really? Are they burning because we're talking?
No.
Okay. Well, thanks again. You do a great job. And I'm going to keep this call under 30 minutes or less. Okay?
Okay.
That's for you. I did that little thing for you because I know. Do you do everything in 30 minutes or less?
What do you mean?
You know, everything. Do you have a boyfriend?
Yeah.
Yeah? Do you guys make love in 30 minutes or less? It's a fair question.
I'm kind of busy right now. I'll have to go now.
Okay. All right. Thanks so much again. Happy holidays.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye. She was so friendly till we got to the boyfriend.
Yeah, then she got a little quiet.
A little creeped out.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you know, I don't blame her. I would have hung up on me, too.
30 minutes or less.
Yeah, she had 3 pizzas, the only one in the place. And she made time for us. That's really nice.
Really nice.
Yeah. So what are your plans for the rest of the holidays, Jeremy?
I don't know. You know, I have some close friends here that I'll probably spend some of the holiday with. And, you know, for me, the holidays is a great time to relax. L.A., as you know, most people go out of town and go places. So L.A. turns into this kind of quiet neighborhood, which is nice, you know?
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate you asking. What am I doing for the holidays?
Oh, what are you doing for the holidays,
I'm totally kidding. It's like the most horrible way to have a conversation with someone. Like, all I asked was so you'd ask me.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Not true. Okay. I actually was curious, unlike you being curious about my holiday. Did you hear me say how many gifts I got for Hanukkah?
I did not.
There are 8 days to Hanukkah, right?
Right.
Zero gifts.
Zero
from
gifts.
From anyone. Anyone.
Wow, that's not good.
No, and it's not like I'm part of an atheist group or, you know, satanic thing. I mean, I'm just, my last name's Cohen. I'm a Jew.
Right.
You'd think one gift.
I'm not familiar with how Hanukkah works, so people are supposed to give you multiple gifts or...
Well, one would be a gift for starters.
One gift a day or something.
Evidently,
like that.
For me, it's one gift a lifetime.
I see.
And I'm still waiting. No, I mean, 8 days, you get one. And I get it when you're... Oh, this... I just realized something else which is upsetting. My aunt and uncle, they always would send me a $50 check.
Yeah.
And then my uncle would always joke, even last year, at your age, there's no reason to be getting a gift. And I would laugh and or whatever.
And cash the check.
And then cash the check. And then, you know, my aunt always sent them. I guess no.
Wow.
Nothing.
Huh. Did something happen in the family or?
No.
No?
What happened in the family is I didn't get a gift.
Damn. Hmm.
I mean, I'm a grown man. But it still feels good to be thought of in some way.
Yeah.
Usually my parents give me a gift. I'm sure that they will probably combine my... They're very generous, so maybe I'll get a Hanukkah / birthday gift combined.
Yeah.
But still, like, I went to one holiday party so far. It was yours. It was excellent.
Thanks.
That was it.
That's it.
Gosh, I feel so... Actually, I really do. It's not like an act. It feels bad not getting gifts at the holidays.
Yeah.
Like it feels worse not getting them than it feels good getting them.
Yeah.
One of the reasons is because I'm not working in an office with cubicles. You know, I work on TV shows where you work for 2 or 3 months sometimes longer. You know, like on Deal or No Deal, they gave us incredible stuff, a bike, bicycle, Deal or No Deal bicycle. We got a sleep by number bed. This is in 1 year.
Wow, that's great.
An Xbox or whatever, something like an Xbox. If it wasn't the Xbox, I think it was. A karaoke machine. I mean, like, because in that time that we had a special show where like a holiday show where the audience got stuff and they had all these leftovers. So they gave everyone on staff, I mean, seriously, it was probably thousands of dollars worth of stuff. I mean, it was the best place to be. Now I'm working on a show, but it's not the same kind of thing where we've been there for years.
Mm.
So, you know, if I had a regular job, there'd be the company party and, you know, the boss would give, you know, I got massages then, like certificates and all kinds of cool stuff. That's what they do. That's one of the perks. People forget that when you work in an office.
Corporate life and the holiday.
Yeah,
Christmas
you know
parties.
What I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
Didn't
sure.
you get that when you worked at places like that? You probably still do. You work.
Well,
somewhere.
Yeah. I actually was just recently invited to our company Christmas party, so I'll be probably going to that. And
right, nothing.
Wow.
Yeah, and your party was it. That's how bad it is.
Wow.
For me, it sounds very insulting to you, but I had to tell people. I'm like, and it was really sad. I was actually bragging on the TV show I'm working on. Like, yeah, I'm. They're like, what are you doing tonight? I go, oh, I got a holiday party. I'm not kidding.
Yeah?
Yeah. And, you know, I went and got a bottle of wine. I don't know if you know, I brought you some wine and then I drank it. That jelly.
I actually did not know that.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't come empty handed.
Oh.
I'm a classy guy.
Thanks.
Thank you. It was really a great time. But yeah, this is an interesting holiday for me.
Hmm.
Not getting one gift, going to one party, which was, again, thank God, I know that's like half glass empty. By diminishing it. It's really insulting to you. I don't mean to be. I'm just saying.
That's okay.
God, I do feel like a loser.
Hmm.
Not one gift.
Like
nothing.
A loser or alone or.
I think it's alone. Yeah, I think you're right.
Just feeling.
I mean, it's been a little sad.
Yeah.
This holiday a little bit. Definitely. So if you'd like to give me a gift this holiday season, you can find me at viccohen.com. I do accept holiday gifts year round. Do we have any calls? Not even a call.
No.
That's another kick to the balls.
No call.
No call, no gift. Okay. I apologize for those of you who were trying to get through because I saw on the screen we had plenty, but we had a problem with taking the calls.
Yeah.
We were able to dial out, but as far as getting in, there was a problem, and we don't have it. You fix that. We don't have anything in the queue now?
No, not right now.
Hmm. Okay. Well, again, thank you for all those of you who tried. And happy holidays. Why don't we, let's get out of here. And normally we do, it's a fair question on the way out, but why don't we do like a little, like 10 seconds of a little holiday cheer? I think I need it.
Okay.
And then we'll go away. Hey, thank you all for listening. You know what I'm grateful for? I'm grateful to you, Jeremy, for providing a great studio where we can be creative and have fun. And I want to thank all of you for listening. You guys are amazing. If you like the show, I'd love it if you would please subscribe and listen all the time. Share this show with your friends. Love to have all of you. The more people who can join us, the better it is for everyone. Thank you so much. And thanks again to you, Jeremy.
Thank you, Vic.
Yeah. Let's sing some holiday music. Let that thing roll.
Okay.
I'm Vic Cohen.
Well,
and it's a fair question.
This is what I'm talking about.
It's a fair question.
Just go with that.
It's a fair question.
Happy holidays.